You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV. I'm still out here in Manchester. I've got a little bone to pick with you, Frank, because we done an interview on Wednesday, and then after I'd done that interview with you, within 15 minutes, the news broke of Jerome Ennis, you signing Jerome Ennis. You couldn't even give me a little heads up on that one.
I'm secretive, aren't I? Secretive squirrel. You know why also? Because you never know it's done until it's done.
Right.
You know, too many times in the past we tease things and then go, oh, shit, and boxing's a nightmare, so anything can change. So, yeah. And maybe I didn't even know. Maybe I didn't even tell.
You knew. We all know you're the main man. People call you the T-boy, but people inside this, you know that Frank Smith is the man when it comes to matchroom boxing. I know that. And if you're watching, that's facts. Yeah, Gill versus Barrett, way and day, complete, done. A little bit of tension up there with Gill and Barrett there.
100%. Look, it's a fight. It means a lot to both of these guys. You know, the winner of this fight is going to go on to some big things, a potential world title shot later in this year. And it was intense between the two of them. And a great fight because it's a real 50-50. And one where, being a 50-50, you can't call a winner in there. So excited for that one. And, yeah, we need to deliver more and more like this where there's a bit of fire and a bit of tension between the two of them. You know, Ellie Scotney as well, there was a bit of fire in that face-off as well. You know, it didn't look like that was ever going to end. I thought it could go on until tomorrow, until the fight started. Ellie's impressive, by the way. She didn't blink for about 3 minutes. Quite an impressive skill.
Well, that's definitely a skill to have when it comes to these face-offs. Now, again, back on Wednesday, we done an interview. I told you to do your Eddie Hearn and rattle off the card, and you missed a fighter out. We won't go back to that fight you named, but I'm going to give you time to redeem yourself. Go through the card and just explain to the people watching why they should tune into the Zone on Saturday night. Just go through the whole card again.
So, main event, we've just been through, Jordan Gill, Zelfa Barrett, 50-50, means so much for both their careers. Next up, Ellie Scotney looks to become unified champion. Something she's dreamed of for a long, long time. Rhiannon Dixon looks to become a world champion against Karen Carbajal. Big fights in the future, domestic clashes for her, potentially, if she can come through that. Steve Clark, big, big ticket seller from Liverpool, had his first fight a couple of months ago. He's back out as well. Michael Gomez Jr. on the card against Cain Baker. That's going to be a war 10-round tear-up from start to finish. You've also got Jordan Flynn, who is out this Saturday, back out very soon as well in the Cameron Vong fight. Jimmy Sainz, who was the person that I mistakenly missed the other day, and I do apologise to Jimmy Sainz. Jack Turner, you know, El Terrier, I think he's had 5 fights, 5 knockouts. This one should be the same. Brandon Scott is back out, and William Crawler, the famous Crawler family. William is carrying on the torch, and he's back out on the card as well. I don't think I missed anyone there, did I?
Did you see Rhiannon Dixon?
Yeah, Rhiannon Dixon, she goes to challenge for a world title and then domestic. Oh,
yeah, you said all that. So, listen, let me just check the board. Let me just check. Yep.
Well, you want to like.
Yeah, you've got clock. Yeah, Dixon. Yeah, you fair play. Well done.
Like an A-. Yeah. I'll give that an A-.
What was it? It was a B. I'll give you an A+, and that was very, very well done.
Eddie's got the passionate voice, and I've got the monotone, a bit more, you know, like just flat line. Should be very exciting.
What? Listen, let's put your exciting voice on because you must be excited. Your exciting voice, like your Eddie Hearn like expression. You've signed Jerome Ennis. Surely you've got to be excited about that. So let me let me hear your excitement on signing somebody, a pound for pound future star in Jerome Ennis.
I'm very excited, but you have to understand, right? I try and keep very flat line in life. You know, I'm quite, because with boxing, it's so many ups and downs. I feel like if you just stay on this level here, you're all right. Otherwise, you'd be proper up and down with your moods. So I'm very excited.
Show it then.
I am. Look at me. This is me showing excitement. You know, people also, if I try and copy Eddie Hearn, enough people already say he talks just like Eddie Hearn, which that doesn't make sense to me, because they say I talk like him, then they say I'm boring, and then I don't know which one it is. So I'm just trying to be me.
And it works. Yeah, but during this then, I mean, you are excited, because I tell you what, it was a secretive. Normally you get Coppinger's on it like a fly run shite. He's always on it. He never gave anyone any inkling. Maybe neither Benson. Nobody knew about this when it came out. So it was very, very secretive. It was good news for Matchroom, especially for breaking into that US market. But get a superstar like Jerome Ennis, and there's so much fights out there. When you look at that 147-pound division, where everybody, like the Spencers and the Crawfords, moving up, there's somebody there that can unify and undisputed in that division now.
100%. You know, look, Jerome Ennis is a superstar, and albeit he's not where he can be in terms of his profile, but you saw the traction that announcement got the other day. It just shows how much people believe in him. And look, there's a lot of work to be done, and we'll get there with it. But I'm excited to get started, and there's massive fights to be delivered. Thank you, mate. Cheers.
What's that?
Thank you. Thank you, Ross.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On dodgy pass, yeah. Just a bottle of water. A lot of people are going to put two and two together and come up with five on this one, but Conor Benn is in that division. He's called out Boots NS. The fact that they're both with Matchroom now, is that a fight that can seriously get made between them two fighters, Conor Benn and Boots NS?
Look, Conor Benn would fight anyone tomorrow. That's always been his mentality. You know, years back now, he would go into any fight in any challenge. He wants the biggest fights out there. You know, we now obviously represent both of them individually. We have to deliver what's best individually for both the fighters. It means a potential fight could definitely happen between the two of them, both on the same platform. But yeah, we've got to deliver what's best for both fighters. Conor would want that. Jerron's obviously got his IBF mandatory. His other fights, big fights out there as well. I know Eddie was speaking yesterday, I believe, about Terence Crawford being one of them. You know, so we'll take it step by step. Let's see how things go. First things first is a summer fight, hopefully in Philadelphia, and that one would be as mandatory as we say.
Let's go to the most stacked and probably the most fun division right now is that 140-pound division. We're just over a week away from Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. The build-up's been crazy, the build-up's been fun, but you know yourself, when it comes to fight week, where it's going to be even more fun when it comes to that press conference and weighing and whatnot. So, yeah, what are we going to expect next week?
Look, it's been, an interesting build-up. I think people can have their views on Ryan Garcia, but he seems to be in great shape. And, you know, the people around him, the people closest to him every day will be the ones who have made the decision that he's in a good place and can fight. You know, and I'm excited for it. And two guys going in there who take real tests time and time again and are more about, look, they've made a lot of money. They'll continue to make a lot of money, of course, but are about legacy, about going into the biggest possible fights out there. And that's what we need to see more of. that's only beneficial for the sport of boxing, and more fighters need to take a leaf out of their book. Because, you know, you look at Ryan Garcia, he had the tank fight, you know, obviously came back in a tough fight. Many people believe he could have lost against Oscar Duarte, and now goes straight in against Devin Haney. Devin Haney, who has challenged everyone, you know, he went across to Top Rank to become undisputed. He fought Lomachenko, he fought Regis Prograin, many people believe to be the best 140-pound fighter out there. You know, he wants all of the challenges, so credit to both of them, and it's what we need to see more of in the sport of boxing, and it's what's going to keep growing the sport of boxing, is these kind of fighters taking challenges throughout.
The 5v5 press conference, we believe, is going to happen on Monday. Well, it is happening on Monday, I think. You can confirm that, Frank. A lot of people are like putting two and two together and thinking this is the matchups, what they're going to, but we've been told, I think I saw Spencer Brown's interview with Coogan, he says that there's some of them fights that people are way off. Are we way off on some of these fights that people have been rumoured to be saying?
I don't know, mate. I don't see the rumours. I don't know what's true. I don't know what's wrong.
Right, you're telling yourself as if you're the man in the know.
From what I've heard, it's a great card. I'm excited. I'm as excited as you. This is me excited about Monday. I'm as excited as you are about seeing what happens on Monday. I can't wait to see who turns up.
It seems like this could be one of the best cards in a long, 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 very long time.
Yeah, look, you know, you got the 5v5, which apparently includes amazing fights. And you got Bivol Beterbiev topping that off. And that's that undisputed fight's a fight that's been called for a long, long time. And a big, big fight. And my man Bivol's going to go and do the business.
Well, that might be my title right there. And one final one, I do want to get your thoughts on the Karl Froch, Frank Warren situation. Karl Froch seems to be a little bit peed off with the fact that everything's happening out in Saudi and everybody's getting on and whatnot. Just your thoughts on that?
Look, Karl Froch is a divisive character. He always has been. That's what he does. He likes to get involved. He likes to wind people up. He likes to talk. I haven't seen a lot of his comments. Like, I don't watch all of it. There's too much beef in the sport of boxing. You'd have no time in a day if you just followed it all. But, you know, if Karl was an active fighter, I'm sure he'd be fighting out there in Saudi in the biggest fights as well. You know, so that's the reality of it. You know, it's offering great opportunities and huge opportunities to fighters, and it's a dangerous sport, and fighters deserve to do everything they can. And look, it's also delivering fights that we maybe wouldn't have seen without them involved, and that's key for the sport. As the sport continues to grow and we're going to want to build the sport, we need to see these kind of fights. So, you know, take it with a pinch of salt, Karl Froch. That's what he does.
I will end on this one, sorry. I saw Eddie say yesterday as well that he sort of hinted at the fact that Joshua might be out there on May 18th for that undisputed fight. We know that Tyson Fury was out there for Joshua Ngannou, sitting ringside watching that fight. Have you heard anything in terms of Joshua being out there on May 18th?
I'm not sure. I mean, it would be great if he was there. You know, but I'm not. Honestly, I don't know the answer to that.
An honest answer, because some of them have been dishonest.
That's honest. That's honest. The rest were a bit of tongue-in-cheek, but that was honest. Right. Because I don't lie. That was honest. The rest were all a bit of a show.
Listen, you're a showman, Frank, and I like the lesson, brother. Thank you so much, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for me. Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.